Proclamation number 5752 of 23rd of August, 1953. Light of knowledge and dark night. You will be endowed with gifts which enable you to cooperate in the salvation of erring souls. You offered yourselves to me for service. I accepted you. But the service you are to render me also requires a suitability for it. It requires that you first enjoy training in order to be able to administer the office into which I now appoint you. You shall help me to rescue erring souls from greatest adversity, to bring light into the darkness of night. You shall spread my word amongst your fellow human beings. It is a teaching activity for which I need you. It is the distribution of knowledge which corresponds to the truth, because the spiritual darkness can only be penetrated by a light which has exceedingly great illuminating power. A light which shines far into the night must be placed in the darkness. But who of you humans possesses such a light himself? Who can consider himself in possession of knowledge which fully corresponds to the truth if he has not been commanded it by me myself? Thus I myself must impart such knowledge to you so that you will be convinced that you can bring a bright light to people which will not fail to have an effect, which will send its rays far into the night and clearly show those who walk through the night a path which leads towards the bright morning. An almost impenetrable darkness is spread over the earth, and the people who are surrounded by this darkness are irretrievably lost, for they are striving towards the abyss because they have deviated from the right path. Only a light can still save them. Only a light can show them the perilous path and cause them to turn back. Only a light lets them find the right path. And where a light is kindled, there the danger is averted. But the light can only come from the source of light. It can only be kindled by me myself, but only when the spark of love is kindled in a person's heart, when the tiny spark which rests in every person's heart allows itself to be seized by the fire of eternal love and then flares up into a bright flame. Only then is it possible to show and reveal everything to the human being. To impart knowledge to him which he now also grasps because the flame of love enlightens his spirit, orders his thinking and lets him recognize everything which was previously hidden from him. Then he will be suitable for an office because he will be able to administer it conscientiously. Because he will work with his knowledge for the benefit of his fellow human beings, because he will be able to carry the light out of them, who are wretched creatures in spiritual darkness and will remain so without help. But the human being should not let any talent lie idle. Thus he must not hide his light under a bushel either. As he has become knowledgeable himself, he must try to spread this knowledge. He must, feeling the benefit of light himself, he must also want to bestow this benefit on his fellow human beings. Then he will use the gifts I endow him with. Then he will fulfill the mission he was given as a result of his willingness to serve. Then he will be truly redemptively active. Then he can and will lead many souls out of the night of the spirit into the bright morning. Then he will bring salvation to the souls from deepest spiritual adversity. Then he will be a faithful co-worker with me in the redemption of erring souls on earth and in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.